Of all organisations engaged in improving road safety, the Australian Road Research Board stands out. How important has its role been? Ian Johnston.
ARB, I think, has probably never been given enough credit for being one of the pioneers in road safety in Australia. It's not primarily a road safety outfit. ARB is a collective research institute set up by all of the six state, two territory, federal government and Australian local government associations. They all realised that while they were responsible for road building, it only made sense to have one research institute that served them all. So they created this thing called the Australian Road Research Board. And its research ranged all the way from really hard engineering of developments in concrete and the chemistry of bitumen, all the things that the engineers needed to bring new technology to their road building practices, right through all of the traffic management stuff, through to transport planning. And so safety was one of the, you know, the byproducts, if you like, of the road transport system. So it got an interest in safety.
One of the crucial functions of organisations delivering road safety programs has been the formulation of targets. Andy Graham.
It wasn't just a strategy of write a document, get an action plan and just leave it on the desk sort of thing. There were actually targets associated with it. And so there was a commitment, and this is a highly important aspect of strategies, and I've been involved in all the subsequent strategies as well as the Road Safety 2000 strategy, is to be able to set a realistic but still challenging target for which to drive the organisations, to drive the community along, to come up with these outcomes. A wonderful piece of work. The midterm review of Road Safety 2000 was great as well, where we looked at the targets and found that we'd achieved them. We set even tougher targets. That led into Road Safety 2010. Again, that had targets associated with it, and currently we're working under the state plan component, Safer Roads, and that has some targets associated with it as well. Every road safety jurisdiction in the world now has that sort of strategic approach where you define the problem, you co-opt your stakeholders, get community involved, set out your program, get commitments to those programs, and have a target to aim for and make it a realistic and challenging target.
In recent years, at the national level, we've adopted what's called the SAFE system. And a SAFE system is it's not the strategy, it's a method of engaging and implementing a strategy. So it's a method of actually doing your work. Now, the SAFE system is not always that well understood, but we are communicating it and teaching people about it. The SAFE system basically says that the transport system as a whole needs to be managed safely so that when people travel, they should expect that they can get from point A to point B and not be injured or killed. Those people might in fact make mistakes while they're travelling on the road. They might even do some illegal things from time to time, but they should still reasonably expect to get to point B safely. So the SAFE system says the entire transport system needs to be managed in such a way that we anticipate and accommodate human error, and we build a system that is accommodating or forgiving